Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, August 21st, 2025, and we have a great mix of local and regional headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. State Roundup: More families use religious exemption to opt out of school vaccines. More appeals Trump denial of FEMA aid as cost doubles for WMD floods. More Maryland families are opting for religious exemptions to opt out of school vaccine requirements, despite the no shots, no school, no exceptions policy. Officials are concerned about vaccination rates, especially with the added costs of flu and COVID vaccines. Meanwhile, the cost of flood damage in Western Maryland has doubled to $33.7 million, prompting Governor Wes Moore to appeal Trump's denial of FEMA aid. Maryland's budget now includes a 2% surcharge on capital gains taxes, in contrast to Missouri's recent elimination of such taxes. The Red Cross is facing a shortage of blood donors, while federal officials investigate a former Maryland PTA president for embezzling over $900,000. And as juvenile crime rates rise, the debate over holding reckless parents accountable continues. Maryland Commerce Secretary tours Frederick projects, and the Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce expands its reach following the closure of the Baltimore County Chamber of Commerce.
Burning the safety net: why energy poverty matters most in Maryland. Energy poverty is a harsh reality for millions of Americans, including many in Maryland. Recent federal cuts to programs like LIHEAP are exacerbating the problem, with over 270,000 Maryland households at risk. Governor Wes Moore has taken steps to address the issue, but more needs to be done. Maryland's ambitious climate goals must be met with tangible actions to provide immediate relief to those struggling to pay their utility bills. Energy poverty is not just a statistic, it's a matter of survival for many families in the state. Will Ferguson and Associates renews New Mexico United sponsorship, continues support for El Dorado High School boys soccer. Will Ferguson and Associates has renewed its sponsorship with New Mexico United for the 2025 season, showing continued support for professional and youth soccer in the state. The Albuquerque-based law firm will sponsor yellow cards, red cards, and halftime highlights throughout the season, as well as present halftime t-shirt tosses during home matches at Rio Grande Credit Union Field at Isotopes Park. They are also extending their gold sponsorship of the El Dorado High School boys soccer program for a second year, emphasizing their dedication to local athletics and youth development. Managing partner Will Ferguson believes in the importance of teamwork, perseverance, and community pride on and off the field. For more information about Will Ferguson and Associates and their legal services, visit fergusonlaw.com. Harvard Federal Credit Union donates $5,000 to Mission Hill Main Streets. Harvard Federal Credit Union celebrated the opening of its new branch in Mission Hill with a grand opening event. The community engagement manager welcomed guests, and the CEO highlighted the commitment to empower members. The credit union donated $5,000 to Mission Hill Main Streets, emphasizing the importance of community support. Residents can enjoy promotions and incentives until September 30, 2025. Harvard FCU, known for serving healthcare providers, now extends services to eligible residents outside the Harvard University network. For more information, visit harvardfcu.org. Anthony F. Cordero Charitable Foundation awards $19,400 to 5 local nonprofits. The Anthony F. Cordero Charitable Foundation has awarded grants totaling $19,400 to 5 local nonprofit organizations in southeastern Massachusetts. These grants will support various initiatives such as Gabriel House Fire Relief, addressing food insecurity among veterans, and promoting social-emotional wellness. The foundation, founded in 2018, has awarded over $275,000 to local organizations. Funding comes from individual donations and proceeds from events like the annual golf tournament. Congratulations to this year's grantees, who are making a positive impact in their communities. Applications for the next round of funding are now open for nonprofit organizations in southeastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island.
Luxury barbershop Barberino's secures flagship location at Rockefeller Center, brokered by Alvarez & Marsal Property Solutions. Barberino's, the luxury Italian barbershop and grooming brand, has secured a flagship location at Rockefeller Center, brokered by Alvarez & Marsal Property Solutions. The new 10-year lease at 55 West 49th Street at 30 Rockefeller Plaza will be Barberino's second U.S. location, offering 645 square feet of upscale barbershop experience. Founded in Italy, Barberino's aims to become a premier name in men's grooming on both sides of the Atlantic. The shop will feature three barber chairs and offer tailored wellness services, including haircuts, shaves, and beard trims. This fall, Barberino's will open its doors at Rockefeller Center, blending Italian grooming traditions with innovative techniques.
Local husband-wife duo open Expedia Cruises in Folsom. Lisa and Sean Yarling, a local husband-wife duo, have opened a new Expedia Cruises location in Folsom, providing community members with a go-to resource for all their travel needs. With extensive experience in the hospitality industry, the Yarlings aim to offer expert guidance, personalized recommendations, and access to exclusive deals to help travelers plan their dream vacations with confidence. Expedia Cruises, part of the Expedia Group family, offers a wide range of vacation options, including luxury travel, river cruises, and all-inclusive resorts at competitive prices. Customers can receive personal vacation consultations in person, via email, or over the phone, ensuring flexibility in booking. For more information or to explore vacation possibilities, visit the Expedia Cruises website or call 866-897-7327.
Q&A with Mike Kelly, President, Americas at Daiwadag. Mike Kelly, President for the Americas region at Daiwadag, discusses the company's global leadership in structural and geotechnical engineering solutions. Founded in Germany in 1865, Daiwadag specializes in post-tensioning, stay cable, concrete, and geotechnical systems. The new facility in Pennsylvania strategically positions Daiwadag to support infrastructure hubs like Philadelphia and New York City. This expansion strengthens the company's ability to supply engineering solutions efficiently and reinforces its commitment to localized support. The Threadbar system, produced at the Pennsylvania facility, offers high-performance reinforcement for faster construction times and lower project costs. Daiwadag's team of seasoned professionals in the Northeast represents the company's customer-first mindset and technical excellence. With 160 years of experience, Daiwadag continues to innovate with advanced reinforcement systems and data-driven monitoring technologies, engineering smarter, safer, and more sustainable outcomes. Unlocking potential, new D1 training facility in Madison to shape future athletes. D1 Training has opened a new facility in Madison, offering sports science-backed training led by certified trainers. Franchisees Brandon and Lisa Badgley, with backgrounds in aerospace engineering and education, aim to impact their community by helping young athletes build confidence through fitness. D1 Training offers age-based programs and personalized training options focusing on athletic-based tenets. With over 100 locations nationwide, D1 Training seeks individuals passionate about fitness and youth sports to join their franchise. For more information, visit their website or call 256-904-5875.
Calixto Cali Garcia Velez, President and CEO of Banesco USA, on the cover of Negocios magazine. Negocios magazine's latest edition features Calixto Cali Garcia Velez, President and CEO of Banesco USA, highlighting his leadership in doubling the institution's size and fostering growth. With over $5 billion in assets, Banesco USA offers personalized banking solutions beyond the traditional, including business lines of credit, commercial mortgages, and cutting-edge digital tools. The bank's commitment to innovation and customer experience is evident through comprehensive digital banking, mobile access, and personalized assistance. Garcia Velez emphasizes Banesco USA's goal of organic growth in South Florida and expansion to other parts of the state through strategic branch openings and technology investments. Follow Negocios Magazine for more insights and updates on business in South Florida.
How to ship a car from the U.S. mainland to Puerto Rico? There are several common scenarios in which someone might need to ship a car from the mainland United States to Puerto Rico. One frequent situation involves individuals who are relocating for work or personal reasons. For example, military personnel, government employees, or corporate transferees moving to Puerto Rico often prefer to bring their own vehicle rather than purchasing or renting one upon arrival. Bringing your car to Puerto Rico ensures you have reliable transportation immediately, which can be especially important in areas where public transit options are limited. Another common scenario is related to people who own vacation homes or second residences in Puerto Rico. These individuals may want to have their personal vehicle available during extended stays or seasonal visits. Additionally, car enthusiasts or collectors sometimes ship rare or classic vehicles to Puerto Rico for shows, events, or personal use. Lastly, families who are sending vehicles to relatives or friends on the island, or those who have purchased a car on the mainland and need it delivered to Puerto Rico, also frequently use vehicle shipping services. In all these cases, shipping a car offers convenience, cost-effectiveness, and peace of mind compared to alternative transportation methods.
Fort Worth Car Storage offers the ideal solution for Texas Christian University freshmen who need to have a vehicle on campus. Texas Christian University freshmen are facing new parking restrictions on campus due to increased enrollment and construction projects. To address this issue, Fort Worth Car Storage offers a secure and convenient solution for students needing to store their vehicles off campus. Located just minutes from TCU, Fort Worth Car Storage provides indoor, climate-controlled storage with 24-hour surveillance and gated access. The facility offers flexible storage packages and exceptional customer service, making it an ideal option for students and families impacted by the new parking policy. For more information, visit www.fortworthcarstorage.com or call 817-980-4695.
Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce expands to serve all of Baltimore County. The Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce is proud to announce its strategic expansion to serve the entire Baltimore County business community, as well as a unifying force and advocate for local businesses and regional economic development. Under the leadership of Dr. Beth Rheingold, President and CEO, this expansion builds on a strong foundation by extending services to businesses throughout the full geographic footprint of Baltimore County. GBCC is committed to inclusion, economic opportunity, and achieving results for businesses of all sizes and sectors. The expansion includes a refreshed website, streamlined communications, and a new customer-facing platform. GBCC's office remains in Pikesville, MD, and the organization is deeply committed to supporting community revitalization districts. For more information, visit the Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce website or contact GBCC at 410-484-2337.
Balfour communities host dementia training for Louisville Fire and EMS. Balfour Cherrywood Village Memory Care, a Kisco collection, recently hosted a dementia training series for the Louisville Fire and EMS Department. In partnership with Balfour Louisville and Balfour Longmont, the training aimed to help first responders better engage with individuals living with dementia during crises. The training included practical tips on approaching, communicating with, and assisting dementia patients, as well as a virtual dementia tour experience. Chief of EMS Sean Stark expressed gratitude for the valuable training, emphasizing the importance of understanding and empathy for this patient population. Balfour communities plan to continue hosting dementia training sessions in the future to strengthen their partnership with the Louisville Fire and EMS Department.
True Plumbing and Gas launches Making Waves initiative with $1,500 donation to a Bed for Me foundation. True Plumbing and Gas has kicked off their Making Waves charitable giving program by donating $1,500 to a Bed For Me Foundation. The initiative pledges $10 from every service call to a local nonprofit each month. In July, they completed 150 plumbing service calls, resulting in the inaugural donation. Cody Kearns, CEO of True Plumbing and Gas, expressed gratitude for partnering with a Bed For Me Foundation, whose mission to provide beds for kids resonates with him. Diane Freeman, executive director of a Bed For Me Foundation, emphasized the lasting impact of the support, ensuring more children in Okaloosa and Walton counties have a bed of their own. True Plumbing and Gas, based in Niceville, offers various plumbing services and is actively involved in community initiatives.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., NASDAQ, closes $7 million public offering. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., a leader in high-voltage electric marine propulsion systems, has closed a $7 million public offering. The offering consisted of 3,500,000 shares of common stock at $2 per share. The underwriters have a 45-day option to purchase an additional 525,000 shares. The company plans to use the proceeds for general corporate purposes, working capital, and potential acquisitions. Vision Marine Technologies offers premium boating experiences across electric and internal combustion engine segments with a focus on innovative solutions. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Tiny Gems, a communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, is uniquely positioned to provide tailored corporate communications solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.